if he'll answer.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Trevor. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Well, we're doing pretty good.
I'm here. I'm queer.
No, Josh. No. Say it ain't so.
I've been meaning to tell you, Shane.
I bet you have. It's been a while. How are you today?
What a shocker to us all.
I know. We're all really, really shocked.
My wife is going to be so surprised.
Josh, I feel like your camera gets adjusted more times. Or you're just going crazy.
Are we downhill?
There. That's a good angle.
There we are.
There. Ah. Well, look at that.
I know. I feel like it just keeps going more.
I know. It's. I don't know. And you couldn't have hit it. I mean, it's way too far away.
I'm so petite. There's no way I could possibly.
I don't know. You've been eating those candy bars, Josh. I don't know.
Honey buns again.
I've been trying to be.
Well, we know his butt didn't hit it.
You bastard.
Hey, Josh.
No, because you got it all.
I know. Well, hey, if you're going to be hollering it out there and putting that out there, I'm going to be making fun of your little
ass genetics left over.
You got grandma's side.
By the time I got there.
Yeah, you got grandma's side.
I'll take it because I don't have to shave much body hair on me.
That's true.
I would have hated to had a back sweater. Oh, I would have hated it. That was my biggest fear growing up is, oh, please, please, no. All I wanted to be was a twink, and I knew I never would be, but at least I could be hairless.
I don't know that you could be a twink if you're over 6 foot.
No, no.
I just feel like that's not a...
I could have been before, like... fifth grade when I was still on the 5 foot.
Right.
But even then I was so chubby that I wouldn't have been.
Right. Josh just identifies sometimes as a twink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shh, don't tell nobody.
It's our secret.
I'm skinny and hairless.
Well. Trevor, how are you doing today?
Yes, how?
I'm doing fine.
Good. You are joining us from where?
Topeka, Kansas.
Down the road from the Westboro Baptist Church.
Ooh, how close do you live from the church?
10 minutes.
Have you ever attended said church?
No. No, they have a wall around their premises.
You've sent me pictures of that wall before, and then of that, there's like that rainbow painted house across the street.
What are you talking about, a wall?
Do you not know about Westboro Baptist Church?
I've heard of it, but I didn't know there was a wall.
Yeah, they're crazy.
They put a wall?
It's got worse since Trump, honey. It's got that
walls and cameras. Mind.
It's like that Kanye compound in California, just a big old wall around it and people doing
shit. In Topeka?
Yeah.
They put a wall. Yeah. Did they make Missouri pay for it?
It wouldn't shock me.
No, they did, but tax-free.
Well, yeah, that's true. Got that church money. Got that church money. We need to start our own church.
See, at least the Baptists we come from, all they're going to do is just, you know, give you heart disease from all the fried foods they force feed you.
Oh, there's a funeral. Let's eat.
They ain't going to chase you. They'll just say, you know, hate the sin, not the sinner. Did you eat? You know, that's really true. The worst.
Church service is out. Let's go eat.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They'll let you be gay. They'll just, you know, talk about you behind your back, but that's okay. They talk about everybody.
You know, that's so true. I have friends who enjoy, you know, a little gossip here and there.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mind, you know, partaking.
Yeah.
But I always get so nervous when someone is so confrontational that they'll just talk shit in front of the other person or if they're in the room.
What'd you say about me?
Yeah. And I'm like, hello, my Southern Baptist self. I'm like, guys. You could talk shit all you want, but wait till they walk out of the room. Gosh dang it.
It kind of, I'm the same way. I get that feeling where I'm like, ugh, no one taught you how to, honey.
Right.
Oh, bless your heart. You don't know the art of gossiping because you're doing it wrong. You start getting that southern drawl.
Right. Now, my favorite thing, though, about the Baptists when they talk shit about people. As they always like to start. Now, you know, I don't like to talk bad about nobody.
Yeah.
And you know, they're about to just lay out the dirtiest dirt you've ever heard in your life.
Now, you know, I love Jesus.
Uh-huh.
But I cuss a little.
But I cuss a little. Yeah. I got that dirt in my mouth.
Lord. But yeah, the Westboro Baptist Church. Yeah, the Westboro Baptist Church. They got a big old fence now. This is ADHD Hour. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
This is our
with a big old gay house right next to it.
I love that.
There's a gay house.
Yeah, somebody bought the house across the street.
Big old house.
Painted it bright rainbow, like just the gayest looking house you've ever seen in your life. Haven't they done a trans one as well right next to that one? I think they painted
it. Yep, it's right next to that one too.
They painted it in the trans flag colors, just right across the street from them.
Now, for those listening who aren't familiar with that church, why would people hear that name before?
The Westboro Baptist Church. Yeah. They are one of the biggest anti-gay propaganda fueling hate rhetoric.
Mm.
Like, just, I mean, it's been several years now when they've kind of like, they're still vocal, but not as vocal as they were. I think it was like 2018 or something. Mm. Time has no meaning anymore. But yeah, they're just very.
It was BC before COVID.
Very vocal anti-gay, like basically, if I go to a camp, it's probably funded by them type of church.
Is this a huge church?
It's not like a mega church.
No, it's not very big.
Yeah. So just like, loud. For as popular as they are, it's quite small.
I feel like they died off more when Daddy Phelps died.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he the preacher, pastor dude?
Yeah. Fred.
Think Scientology, but smaller and Baptist.
And probably not as much money.
Yeah. Oh, no, no.
Like Scientology, they got that money.
Yeah. They're along the lines
of... Oh, they find the travel money.
Oh, yeah. They're kind of along the lines of 1 Million Moms, like those kind of hate groups. It's I don't even see it as a church. It's a hate group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they get that tax benefit.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love them.
But I know what they can do with those picket signs, though.
No kidding.
That's what they are doing, because you know each one of them's on Grindr right as soon as they walk off that out of them gates.
Yeah, no, I had no idea that they built a big gate around it, though.
Oh, that's, I'm not surprised. Nice.
But I wonder, is the gate to keep people out or to keep people
in? Keep the secrets in. Well, that's what I always thought was strange about Jehovah's Witness temples, is they have no windows.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm like, what? How shady. Yeah. First, y'all don't do birthday presents, no Christmas presents, no nothing.
Why be involved?
And now there ain't no windows. I'm like,
is that the group that will tell you that like heaven's full?
One of them. Yeah.
I can't remember which group that is.
Several.
They're like, oh yeah, there's like different layers of heaven and there's a certain number.
The good one's full, but you can go to the waiting room.
And that's really how you get people to sign up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you won't get into the real heaven, but we'll give you the in-between.
I saw them walking around my neighborhood, but I don't know why they didn't come up to me. I was out in the yard. Maybe it was my shorty shorts or my big old sun hat.
Probably.
Maybe they just saw me and was like, lost cause.
Yeah,
which probably. I hope that's the vibe I give off to.
Or like a lot of straight men, maybe they were afraid of you, Josh, because they were afraid you turned them gay.
I can't handle all of this.
Oh, Lord.
They ride bicycles around here.
Oh, Lord. They're getting around. Good
bicycles.
Gravy.
Yeah, they ride in pairs.
Wow. I mean, here, they're driving. They drive in pairs, though.
Y'all live out in the country.
That's
houses
true.
Houses are far.
That's true. They're probably not riding bikes.
Y'all got dogs and guns.
Yeah, and they got dogs. That's why I don't ride my bike out here. Like, people's got dogs, and, I mean, they'll just chase the shit out of
it. Yeah, there's no leash laws out in the country.
Oh, my gosh. Scares the shit. Well, I have a recumbent bike. And every time I ride it, if I'm out in the country, for some reason, I mean, those dogs just come right up to you, you know?
What the hell is that?
Oh, I want to play. I want to eat your face. Oh, my God. It scares the crap out of me every time.
I'm always the type that's like, come here, good doggy.
I am, unless they sound like they're going to eat my face.
Oh, they're just scared. They're just puppies, scared little babies.
How chained I, well, that big scary ass dog that Josh is just loving on.
Well, I ain't gonna run from it, but
Chihuahua,
you
know,
yeah.
Right. Well, no, yeah. I mean, if it
that's
was
my
Chihuahua,
baby, then... that's my little angel, my precious baby.
So, Trevor, thank you for joining us today.
Yes,
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, good.
We're happy
to
have you.
How many podcasts have you been a part of before? Are we your first?
You are my first.
Oh.
Well, we are glad that we could be that for you
in
this time. That you just have two brothers. Isn't that quite lovely for you? So nice for you. So, Trevor, tell me, when was the first time you learned about Mystery Inc.?
Oh, man. I feel that was like a long time ago.
That was three years ago, Shane.
Was it?
Almost.
Do you remember?
Didn't you listen to Rotten first?
Yeah, I found Rotten.
Okay.
And then kind of went from there.
Do you remember how you found Rotten?
I was actually looking for true crime podcasts for some reason, and Rotten popped up.
Oh, that's funny.
Hey.
How interesting.
You might like this.
Yeah.
Hey, all of my favorite podcasts have been like suggestions.
Randoms.
Yeah. Like ones that I'm like, I'm not going to listen to that. But then you hear a clip of it and you're like,
yeah,
she's quite funny.
Well, you also listen to a good friend of mine, Charlie, don't you?
That's the first podcast I started listening to.
Okay. Well, it's funny that you would found her and then you found just Josh randomly.
Which one is Charlie?
Charlie, do you remember when, you just talked about it in the last recording we did, that we went to that thing in the beach thing?
Myrtle Beach. Oh, okay,
yeah. And okay. So Charlie was one of my friends that was there.
You know I'm not good with names.
I know. Well, me either.
I'll remember their podcast name, but not the name of the actual people behind the podcast.
Well, Charlie, I met, oh my gosh, long time ago. And the first time I met her in person was at the very first CrimeCon era, 2016 or 17. It was in Indianapolis at that time. I know. Well, she's a super sweet person, but at that time, she had a different podcast. Well, the podcast was under a different name.
She had the shorty short with the purple hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
That time when you met her, she had that shorter hair.
Yeah.
But back then in 2016 or 17, her podcast was under a different name and she had a co-host. And I will just say that there was a lot of drama around that co-host. Do you know what I'm talking about, Trevor?
I don't.
Oh, well, maybe I'll... How about...
Sips tea.
I will tell you all about it on Unmasked today.
The tea.
Yeah, I'll give you the tea. But yeah, so she had a different podcast and ended up changing the name. There was a bunch of drama stuff that played out. And
I vaguely remember the drama.
Yeah. Well, the other podcaster that she had on her show at that time was at that CrimeCon event as well.
Oh.
And I had a few run-ins with her that I'll share in the Unmasked episode, but...
See, that's when the Southern Baptist comes in handy because we can put on a game face.
Oh, I know, right?
How are you?
Yeah, we're best friends. Oh, yes. Love
good
you.
Good to see you.
Missed you. It's good to see you. Missed you.
I'm thinking about you.
I'm praying for you.
Now go jump off a cliff.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. As soon as you turn around, go die.
The bigger my smile, the more I hate you.
Uh-huh. That's exactly right. That was kind of how it was with this other person, too. Bless her heart. I hope she's doing well. Hope she's doing well.
Inhale.
Well, probably. So, Trevor, for today, we wanted to hear from you a mystery. So, can you start by telling us where you're taking us to?
Oh, let's see. We're going to Minnesota.
Ooh, Minnesota.
Oh, no, we were just in Wisconsin. Same vibes, though.
Well, I've only been to Minnesota a couple times, and it's always just been on the airport.
Minnesota.
Yeah, I get layover to Minnesota.
I've never been there.
My beauty teacher was from Minnesota, so I learned how to cut hair, don't you know?
Minneapolis has a really nice airport, so if you ever have to do a layover, and that's an option, I always pick Minnesota.
Is that the one with the horse?
No, that's Denver.
Okay.
Yeah. No, this one is a big airport, but it's really nice. Like, it's clean.
Oh, good.
And if you have a long wait, because when I do layovers, I never pick a layover unless I have at least 2.5 hours.
Four.
Like, 2.5 hours to 4 hours is my ideal type of layover. And the reason is because when I first started flying, I always was like, oh, quickest layover, 40 minutes, perfect. And then I land in Atlanta, and I'm like, I have literally 5 minutes to get to my plane
run,
if there's
bitch,
no delay.
Run.
Yeah, so I mean, I would just miss so many planes, not because I couldn't get there in time, but because there's, I mean, I feel like 9 times out of 10, your plane's getting delayed.
Oh, yeah. I take my time. I'm not a rusher. I don't rush.
I've only flown twice.
Must be nice.
That's enough for me.
If I can drive, I'll drive. Like, I will drive almost anywhere in the U.S. unless it's past Denver.
I just,
I'll fly to that.
It made me feel like cattle, and I didn't care for it, except for the porn star on her flight. I was not a fan of the flight.
Well, weren't
you? I wasn't a big fan of my layover in Midway in Chicago.
That's where I think ours was, on the way to Las Vegas. We had a layover in Chicago.
O'Hare. Oh, yeah, okay. It was O'Hare, which is a massive airport.
Yeah.
Imagine then running we had through one that in with
St. Louis.
Ooh, I do love St. Louis. I've been there a few times. Well, I did not stop in St. Louis. By love, I mean it was a pretty city to drive through quickly in.
Don't take a wrong turn. Well, I've never been to the airport in St. Louis either. I've never had a layover there. I typically will only fly Delta just because that's just what I'm used to, and I'm very familiar with it now. So most Delta flights, your transfer flight will happen in Atlanta, which Atlanta...
I have to fly Southwest.
No. Well.
At least it ain't that in my defense, Spirit. At least it ain't Spirit.
That's true. In my defense, I typically don't have to pay for my flight. So whenever I fly,
the rich just keep getting richer.
No. In all seriousness, though, I very rarely have ever paid for my flights. And the first time...
Oh, you've paid, I'm sure. Oh, right. On your knees.
On my knees, yeah. Just like my brother taught me. But no, so the very first time I flew for, going to a podcast thing, they're like, oh, we'll fly you out. It'd be fun. And I'm like, I don't mind flying, but it's going to be expensive because I'm tall and fat. I'm not fitting...
I need a first class.
...near the last 7/8 of the plane, right. So, yeah, I only will ever fly first class. I've never flown any other way, and I'd be almost scared to.
Uppity.
I know. Well, it's all fun and games. However, it is so nice, no matter how long your flight is, when they bring you a hot towel to wipe your face.
No, I get it. I'm not nearly as tall as you, but my legs will fall asleep if I'm, sitting too low or, it's miserable when you can't get up to... Wake them back up.
Yeah. Well, even in first class, if I don't sit in the very front row, I mean, it's a tight fit for my legs. But if the person in front of me tries to lean back or something, then it's still going to hit my knees. So I just can't imagine being able to sit anywhere else on the plane. Like, I just don't know that I would be able to sit down because I'm just too tall. At least that's what I tell them in order to be able to fly first class. Now, you can get, they'll serve you alcohol,
you
too.
Uppity.
Hey, I'm telling you.
People always call me uppity.
I'm first class for white trash. I am. But I love it. No, I really like it. Really changes, in my perspective, it really changes what it means to fly. Like you said that you felt like sardines and cattle.
The plane didn't bother me at all. I like the plane, the flying. I mean, I'm thin. So I had plenty of space in that seat. But
it can. Made it up for it.
It was the airport, the the boarding the plane.
I got
especially the hallway that takes you to the plane.
Yeah.
I felt like livestock being loaded onto the trailer.
Yeah.
And I did not like it. I had that 6'5" porn star that I was very familiar with right in front of me. So I was just like, oh my God has blessed me today. I may be a cow, but I can still be bred.
But when you fly, that's dirty. But when you fly first class, you're not, you're the first one on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no waiting. I've never had to wait in that little
thing. On TikTok and looked up and they were like, let everybody wait. And once the line's down, then
go.
Yeah. You're going to get the same seat either way.
The only thing that I would have against that is if you are determined to carry on something.
Yeah, the space.
Yeah, because those things fill up so quick. And so I feel like the last half of people that get onto planes are forced to check their bag.
Well, they offered us $20 or something to do it.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
I don't have to carry it on here. Take it.
Yeah, that's how I am. There's a lot of people who are like, oh, I have to carry this on.
You carry it for me.
No, I don't bring anything except a backpack.
I mean, it's guaranteed to get on the flight. They literally bring it right after.
Yeah.
Like you watch them.
Yeah. No, I always check my bag. It could be just a quick hour flight. Yeah. I'm like checking it. I'm not hauling that thing around. Don't want it stolen.
Now you've experienced how easy we go off of top.
Oh, yeah. Trevor, you're here today.
Minnesota.
That's so cute.
Mystery in Minnesota.
Yeah. So tell us about your mystery in Minnesota, Trevor.
Well, this is called the Kensington Runestone.
Ooh.
I like runestones. Josh likes rocks.
It's mystery, myth, or medieval truth.
Love it.
It says, in 1898, a Swedish-American farmer named Olaf Oman was clearing land near Kensington, Minnesota, when he claimed to have unearthed a large slab of stone tangled in the roots of a tree. The stone weighed about 200 pounds and was covered in what appeared to be Norse runes, an ancient writing system used by Scandinavian people during the Viking Age.
A lot of sexy men I follow on Instagram have those as tattoos.
Oh, that's
I'm very familiar.
According to the inscription, a group of 30 Norse explorers, 8 Swedes, and 22 Norwegians journeyed deep into North American interior in 1362. The message tells us that 10 of their party were killed and the survivors left the inscription behind. If true, this would place Scandinavians in Minnesota over a century before Columbus.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
That would make sense. I mean, they're still there till this day. Now, I have heard of like Vikings and stuff, like them actually finding artifacts here that predate Columbus and other explorers. Like, I mean, by 1,000 years or more.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's evidence that would agree with this.
But why Minnesota?
I don't know.
I mean, no, in all seriousness, like, I don't know that there is a path
they would have
from
had
the
to
ocean.
Have trekked through forests.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nothing but forests between
like
the ocean and...
I don't think that the Great Lakes have like a way to get into them from the ocean, right? I can't think of one that would lead you over to Minnesota.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Not back then. I mean, now they, you know, have man-made canals and stuff where it could be possible, but not back then.
Yeah, but I feel like that might be even a big canal.
Thick.
Yeah. All right, Trevor, go ahead. I'm sorry. I got sidetracked.
It's all good. But almost immediately, the runestone sparked fierce debate. We could start with theories. Some believe the stone is authentic, genuine evidence of a forgotten Norse expedition into the heart of the continent. They point out that the Vikings had already reached Newfoundland by the year 1000, and they say it's not unthinkable they went further inland over the centuries.
They were a hardy people.
Others, however, believe it's a 19th century hoax carved by Oman himself or someone in his community. They argue the runes mix medieval symbols with 19th century Swedish language, suggesting someone familiar with runes but not fluent in Old Norse tried to fake a medieval artifact.
I could see that. That's the trouble with rocks is, yeah, the rock can be that old, but the writing, who knows?
Very true. There are also fringe theories. One links the runestones to the Knights Templar, claiming secret societies brought ancient knowledge to America before Columbus. These theories are rich with symbols, mystery, and conspiracy, but largely unsupported by hard evidence.
I've heard a lot of those before. A lot of artifacts being brought over here by the Knights Templar and multiple different, even like some of Egyptians bringing over treasures.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
I'm shocked the guys from like Oak Island haven't done anything with this one yet.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
That's next season.
How many do they have now? Like 30?
Oh, yeah. They never find anything.
Well, just like Ghost Adventures and the Hunt for Bigfoot. Never, years and years of not really finding nothing, but they're still there.
So I looked up if the ocean filters into the Great Lakes. And I stand corrected because although the Great Lakes would technically filter into the ocean, like it's flowing out that direction. But I mean, if you're willing to go upstream, yeah, you're going in from the Atlantic. It filters into above Canada, like right above Maine. Mm-hmm. It goes down into Quebec City, Montreal, and then it goes down into Lake Ontario. And then from there, it would filter down through Niagara Falls into Lake Erie, up Detroit.
Yeah, but a ship wouldn't be able to.
And then up Port Huron into Lake Huron. And then from there, you could either go into Lake Michigan or go through the Northern Peninsula up into Lake Superior. And then Lake Superior is what's connected to Minnesota.
A ship wouldn't be able to go through Niagara Falls, though.
No.
The river, after it flows, it thins quite a bit, and it's like very rocky on either side.
Yeah, and it's such a thin air. Like, that's a really thin space. But that looks like that'd be the only way that you could get into that area. Because, I mean, that'd be a far way on a boat.
Oh, yeah, I've looked it up because there have been myths of freshwater dolphins in Lake Michigan, and people are like, oh, they swam from the ocean. And I was like, I don't think that's possible. It's not like,
yeah, they'd have to go,
they're jumping all over Niagara Falls.
Yeah. Okay, you can go ahead, Trevor. I thought that was interesting.
Oh, good.
You think we'd know more moderate, this close.
No, I came close up there, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Cincinnati was close enough for me.
Did you win your bowling?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, sorry about
that. No, we're not going to talk about that.
At least you have got a shirt.
I got something. And there's no medication for it.
Oh, ooh. A round of applause.
I would have rather have taken that. Oh. Let's just say Skyline Chili was not really good.
Oh, no. Gross. Oh, no, that is the worst chili in the world.
Yeah,
they
it's not
chili. They put
cinnamon
in it. Ugh.
They put cinnamon and sin.
Ugh. Yeah. I've had it once, and that was too much. Ugh.
No, it's like a spaghetti, but not a good one.
You should have messaged us. We would have warned you.
No kidding.
Don't do it.
Don't hate yourself that much.
Oh. So, a more moderate idea is that the runestone is a piece of folk art created by Scandinavian immigrants as a way to tie their heritage to their new home. In the late 1800s, Nordic pride was strong in the Midwest, and inventing a Viking past may have been more about identity than deception.
I could see that.
Geologists have examined the stone to determine its age. One of the most vocal supporters of its authenticity is Scott Walter, a forensic geologist. He argues that the runes show signs of a long-term weathering and microbial erosion, features that he claims that would take hundreds of years to develop. But the critics say his conclusions are speculative. They point out that the environmental factors, like whether the stone was buried or exposed, can greatly affect weathering. And there's still no consensus that the runes are old enough to date back to the 14th century. Additionally, the tree roots found with the stone suggest it was buried at least several decades before 1898. But again, that's not enough to prove a medieval origin. As for the language, most runologists agree that the grammar and vocabulary include modern forms of Swedish, not the Old Norse you'd expect in 1362. Mm. There's also the mysterious hooked X rune found on the stone, a character not found in authentic medieval inscriptions, but one embraced by Templar theorists as evidence of hidden knowledge.
How Someone creepy. Faked it.
Fake.
Today, the Kensington Runestone is housed at the Runestone Museum in Alexandria, Minnesota. It remains a local treasure, a tourist attraction, and a symbol of pride, but also historical riddle. Is it a lost piece of medieval history, a clever hoax, or something in between, a story carved in stone that tells us more about the people who found it than those who may have made it? Over 125 years later, the mystery remains unsolved, and that might be part of what keeps it so fascinating.
Huh. Well, I find that there's a runestone museum that I really want to go to now.
Yeah, me too. And what did you say that museum?
Alexandria? Miss Wisconsin?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah. We should go there. When's that when? September 27th.
No, I think that one's in Wisconsin.
Well, I mean, we can make a trip. Aren't they close together? They're basically the same state, ain't they?
everyone in Minnesota and Wisconsin are just rolling their eyes at you right now, Josh.
They're like, no, we have two completely different football teams.
So what is your theory? Like, do you feel like it was faked? Do you feel like it's real?
Well, I have a photo I can pull up to see me look at it.
I feel like if it was really found in the roots of a tree, that to me makes it feel more real, if that's really how it was found. Because when I go rock hunting, that's the first place I'll look, is if I see a tree that's fallen down, I'll go look near the roots. Because, you know, when it falls, the roots pull up a lot of rocks with it from deep in the earth. So, you know, you'll find stuff that's been buried for hundreds of years, if not longer.
I think, and it could be real, but I don't think it could be like 1300 real.
Yeah. The fact that it has like words that they wouldn't have used.
Yeah. Then, like it doesn't have the right. Like, yeah. And I mean, I always lie on where does the evidence lead me?
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, it makes me think that it's definitely not from that back far area.
I like the theory of that the people made it just to, you know, as a connection to their history.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's important, too, to think about, because I know that like when people immigrated over to America, that a lot of times they were in pockets or groups of people. And so they often would name those areas by where those people were coming from. So like near here, we have Mexico,
Peru,
Norway.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's all from those immigrants who all came here and settled that area. In fact, the guy who got convicted of the Delphi murders, he was living up in the Peru, Mexico area.
Right next to us.
Yeah, in the town next door.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess like I could really see that as in it was a really old thing that they brought over or that they created to remember.
Because we have one here in town.
The rock.
That big rock that was sacred to the native tribes that lived here originally. The Miami? Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, that's a, you know, but I was believing until you were like, there's words that they wouldn't have used.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
if
they're taking the time to chisel words into a rock, they're going to make sure it's, you know, correct.
Well, shoot, now you could do that with ChatGPT. I mean, they would just tell you the right words to use and how to use it. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's clearly not as old as the oldest date could be. So, I mean, that's clearly out of the realm because of the evidence. But, I mean, I guess I could see that it could still be really old and they just used it as a, because this is their descendants thing, you know?
Yeah. The world may never know.
Well, maybe they will someday, Josh. You never know.
I've been playing with this thing. And I'm
for everyone listening.
I have one of those.
Put it away.
Oh, I put it on Patreon. It's that little fidget spinner that we got on field trips growing up.
I used to have as kids.
But I brought Kim and Shane one today, and I've been playing with Kim's pink one. And I just saw myself in the video camera. I'm like, oh.
Playing with Kim's pink one. So, Josh, you brought in some extra things that you wanted me to try.
I've seen the soda before. I got the strawberry flavored, but it just has a little like marble that you plop in there, and that's what like causes it to carbonate. Yeah. Oh. So like, I guess it's very common for kids to drink these. It's like a fun little Japan.
Okay.
So I got the
they're pretty good
strawberry one.
Oh, you've had it before, Trevor.
No, he has.
I've had a watermelon one before.
I almost got the watermelon, but I was like, we'll try strawberry. They had original, but I was like, what the hell's the original flavor?
Have you gotten strawberries from the pick your own?
No, not yet.
Oh my gosh. I've gotten them twice now. Freaking good. Did you spill it on you?
No. Oh. You're supposed to push the little marble down, and that's what carbonates it. But I've seen videos where people, like, it would explode, but they had a hard time pushing it down. Oh, it's not bad. Tastes kind of like those one little seltzer waters, kind of a little sweet.
Yeah. I'm still confused about the marble. You said it carbonates it?
So, I don't know what the hell it does. It's for kids.
Yeah, because I mean, I feel like fun for it's kids. Carbonated already.
But if I was a kid, I would have broke that bottle and to get the marble. Like, I would have had cuts all over my hand. Good luck reading it.
No kidding.
I also got these. Now, these I have had. I used to get them as a kid. You can get them on the by the Japanese, Chinese food at usually any grocery store. They're by like the Pocky sticks, but they're the little wafer chocolate-filled koalas. Have you ever had these?
Mm.
Oh my God, they're so good. They're a really good texture. Each one of them, they're kind of like a Nutella-filled animal cracker. But each one has a little different koala character depicted on
it.
Mine says fight on it, and it's got his little fist raised. But yeah, they're filled with little chocolate.
Oh, that's cute.
As a texture eater, it's one of my favorite.
Oh, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a wafer crunch, and then the chocolate's not too sweet.
Mm, the it kind of tastes like what's that called? It's those little things that you get from Chinese restaurants.
Fortune cookies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of has that wafery.
Similar recipe, like crunch.
Yeah. It has that little chocolatey center in it.
Which I love a chocolate dipped fortune cookie. So that's probably why.
I don't know how I feel about the carbonated soft drink.
It had a little bit of a wang to it, as grandma would say. It had a wang.
Yeah.
Would not get again, but the marble thing was cool.
What confuses me is that it says that it has corn syrup in it. And I know most countries you can't have corn syrup. It also has red artificial flavor with that number 40. And maybe, I know most countries you can't have that either.
Maybe just the kind they send to America.
Probably.
They're like, here, give them that.
Well, it says it's imported into Los Angeles from Japan.
Surprised it didn't cost more with the tariffs.
Right. Well, maybe you got it right before.
Yeah, those koalas, I get them every so often, not too much. I like stuff that I really like, I don't get all the time because I like to keep it special, I guess. I feel like that marble's just so dangerous. Like, how many kids have choked on that glass marble?
It becomes a rattle when it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like, I would have gotten yelled at in the back seat of the car by my parents. But like, quit rattling that damn marble.
It doesn't even taste like...
strawberry.
Yeah, it doesn't... and all I can really taste is the carbonation. Like, it just tastes like that carbonated water. I think we're spoiled
by, like, foreign products. Because normally, like, if it's fruit-flavored, it'll taste better.
Yeah.
Like, it'll have a better actual fruit flavor, but this is kind of like, I don't know.
No, it just reminds me of mineral water. Just drinking plain mineral water.
Yeah.
With a slight.
That's why it's like seltzer.
Yeah.
I always forget they're called seltzer. I was like the alcoholic drink, White Claws, but without the liquor. would not do again.
No,
yeah.
I wouldn't be buying that. I do like from Mexican restaurants where you can get their soda.
Oh, yes.
That's very pretty good. But it's very sweet.
You can get it at Dollar Tree.
I like those.
Yeah, me too. I really like the orange one. I think that's my favorite.
Yeah. They sell them at Dollar Tree.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
I've not been to a Dollar Tree in a long time.
I go there for toilet bowl cleaner.
I thought you were going to say toilet paper and I almost had a panic attack.
No.
Oh my God.
One ply.
Half ply. I don't hate myself,
I bet if we took a bet right now, I bet that Kim has bought toilet paper.
You know her from Dollar Tree. Uh-huh. Her chafed, sandy ass.
Her poor little ass. Bless her heart.
With all that ass, too, I'd be using just the thickest.
Charmin heavy duty. Charmin.
Charmin power wash toilet paper.
So, Josh, do you have a mystery that you want to tell us too on this episode?
I'll save it for Unmasked because it's quite long.
Okay.
We'll be here for 2 hours.
Oh, well, we don't want to do that. Josh is taking a quick huff. Okay, there we go. Calm down, Josh. Calm down.
Nicotine.
So, Trevor, how's your week been going? Has it been going pretty good? Are we the highlight of your week?
God help him. If so.
No, it's been a pretty mellow week. 3-day weekends work for me pretty well, so.
Oh, good.
Good.
Hey, better a boring week than a stressful one.
Well, that's so true.
I'll take nonchalant any day of the week.
That is so true. Well,
this is my first weekend with not traveling, so for 3 weeks, so I'm really enjoying it.
I think it's exhausting.
It does, yeah.
Especially just living out of a bag.
Oh, for sure. Like, what was it, 3 weekends ago or 4 weekends ago, whatever. The first travel weekend, we went to Omaha with the 3 kids.
Ooh. Bless.
Willingly?
Yeah. Yeah. We went to the zoo. It was nice.
Oh, that's good.
I do like zoos.
Shane and I have trauma and psychological scars from a lot of our family trips. Most of them did not end well.
No.
And then, you know, we have the 9.5-hour drive to Cincinnati the weekend after.
Oh, God. With all 3 children?
Just one, the oldest.
Okay. Oh, that's not as bad. Here's your phone. Nope. Here's the charger.
All right.
Tell us when you're hungry. And,
last weekend, we did a 3.5-hour drive to Osage Beach, Missouri.
Oh, that's
just
not bad.
Wife and I.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's nice. A lot of couples with children, they're like, no, we constantly have to be with the children.
Right.
And I'm like, you're going to drive yourself crazy.
We stayed at a bed and breakfast that weekend.
Aw. I love her tattoo. His wife got a Lord of the Rings tattoo, and it is gorgeous.
That's fun.
That's her first one. That's what we went down there for.
Nice. Oh, wow. I was jealous. I want a Lord of the Rings tattoo.
She absolutely did not like the bed and breakfast location. Like, it was a house built in, like, 1870.
Oh, God. Okay. Was there air conditioning?
Yeah, the furniture was period, so it was kind of nice, but it still had the amenities of today.
Some of the bed and breakfast, I've walked in them before, and you're like, is that a bedpan? What the hell is going on here?
I don't go to
every stair. You heard every stair on the way up.
Oh, yeah.
No sneaking around there.
And it was dead quiet when we got there. So we're like, everyone knows we're here.
Right. I'd have to have a fan or something just to sleep. I'd hear every noise.
We had, there was one of those in our room too. So
good.
So Josh, and when we recorded last week, you had mentioned how at some point in time you would be good with like doing a live show or something. Remember when you said that?
Yeah.
So I've worked it out for us at CrimeCon that we will be able to not only just record, like, you just remember last time we just recorded in our room, it was fun.
Yeah.
So we will actually be given a space to record at.
Awesome.
Yeah. So if we have any fans who come, they can chill out with us in the recording room.
Yay. I know several of them, I believe, that have said they're going to be there.
Yeah, I think I've seen that too.
I'm excited. I got
to
start
saving. I would love to go.
Oh, it's going to be so nice. It's out in Denver, but it's going to be so nice.
I'm excited. I got to start saving because I want to come back with some goodie bags.
Right.
It's like 4 hours of Kansas nothing on the way there.
Oh, I know. The last time I drove.
That was the most boring state I've ever driven. Just a straight line of nothing.
It was horrible. And it gets so windy out on the prairie. So like at some point it will be so windy, they'll close down the highway. I'll never forget that. Just thinking, I can't go. Like, you're going to force me to stop until the wind dies down?
What do you mean the wind? Yeah. Then you think of like every tornado movie you've ever seen. Right. Like, this is where it happens.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
That's so true.
New Mexico is pretty boring for me to drive through.
I don't know that I've ever actually driven through New Mexico for a long time. At least.
Like, There's a rock. There's a rock. There's another rock.
Yeah, that's how Kansas was. The prairies.
Well, that's how like driving to the Grand Canyon was, that desert.
It
was
that's just true. Like, between Vegas.
At a certain point, there weren't even cactuses. It was just,
yeah.
Till you get closer to the Grand Canyon, you start seeing pine trees. You're like, we're getting close. We're back to nature.
Yeah, that was absolutely
true. I almost felt that way driving up to Indianapolis 2 weekends ago. I was like, there is nothing here between St. Louis and Indianapolis.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, that's right. That's right.
Not a damn thing.
No, that's right.
And you know you're in Indy when you see the giant crosses and repent hellfire billboards and the giant
I think
sex
we actually
stops.
Laughed at that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did
You'll
too.
See a repent hellfire, and then the next exit, you'll see a giant lion's den sex store.
Yeah.
Sure did.
That's so funny.
We saw that big old cross, and I was like, I think I'm hurting somewhere, catching on fire. Right. Uh-huh.
We have two not far from us, and they always, I'm like, good Lord, they just want to
they're looking for
spend
attention.
The tax dollars. Yeah. Well, it's Indiana. At least it ain't like covered in blood splatter. No,
that's
like
true. That's true.
No, that's my city.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Topeka.
Topeka.
I mean, we are, you know, the gateway down here with our zip code. Mm.
I always say we're the belt buckle of the Bible Belt, right where we live. We're right kind of in the middle.
That's true.
We're that last loop nobody uses.
No one wants to use it. All right, guys. Well, we will go ahead and end this episode.
Yeah.
All right. So, guys, we are going to catch you over on Unmasked, and then we will catch you next week. On today's Unmasked, Josh, you said that you are going to share with us your mystery.
Yes, right? About near-death experiences.
Ooh.
I took a little deep dive.
Okay, so we are going to catch you over on Unmasked for those experiences that Josh wants to share with us. But we'll see you next week. If you're not going to join us on Unmasked, I don't know what else you got going on.
Follow us on all socials at It's Mystery Inc., itsmysteryinc.com. Patreon at It's Mystery Inc. If you're a hot, sexy daddy, DM.
DM. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.